Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Thursday, a beautiful, rambunctious Thursday where the NFL begins tonight. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, we're on iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Cowboys, Bucks tonight in Tampa, Dak and Brady, Arians, McCarthy. Very exciting, Joy Taylor. Thursday.
I actually can't believe it's tonight.
No, our jobs, they're easier. Our job is easier starting tonight.
Yes.
There's no question. We got college and pro football. And we'll get more hate mail over the next 6 months starting tonight.
Yes. After this weekend, I feel like there's like a rise in hope, or like a very big smack of reality for everyone that's like gotten all excited about preseason.
Yeah.
But every team has a great storyline this year.
So let's start with this. 340 days, 2 surgeries, Dak Prescott returns. And I've always had this, what do I do with Dak? How good is Dak? What is Dak? I like the intangibles more than I do the talent. And I'll give you an example. So what I do for big games is I get a yellow sheet of paper and I just go 1 through 10 or 1 through 12. I'll do 1 through 12. And I list the best players in the game. And that gives me a sense of who's the better team. So Tampa is favored tonight by, you know, over a touchdown. And they're at home. And they return everybody. So this shows you the struggle I have. I'll give you the 12 best players. And these are elite players at their position. So Brady's the best quarterback ever. Mike Evans, probably number 2, the toughest receiver in the league to defend in the red zone. Lavonte David, 3, Shaq Barrett, 4, elite linebackers. Tristan Wirfs now viewed as the first or second best right tackle. I would put DeMarcus Lawrence was the highest graded Cowboy last year at 6. Didn't get a lot of sacks, but he's very good. I'm going to give Zeke the benefit of the doubt. He's had 3 straight declining years, but they say he's in the best shape of his career, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. early in the season before all those carries, he's still, I think, a really good back, number seven. Vita Vea, Ali Marpet, interior lineman, D&O for the Bucs. Then I end it with three receivers. Amari Cooper, 10, is slightly better than Chris Godwin of the Bucs, 11, who's slightly more established and better this morning than CeeDee Lamb, who I think is going to have a big, big year. Eight of the 12 are Bucs. And then you say, well, where's Dak? And that's always my issue with Dak. Is he elite? I have two issues with Dak, and I'd like everybody to prove me wrong. Number one is, he no longer beats good teams. Since the start of 2019, he has one win over a playoff team. And it was barely a playoff team, Philadelphia 9-7. He played them later that year and was awful. In fact, I went this morning and I looked at his last 12 wins. Three over rebuilding New York, two over rebuilding Washington, two over Philadelphia, one Tampa pre-Brady, Atlanta, Detroit, 5-11 Miami, and a Ram team that didn't make the playoffs. There's not a lot there. He doesn't beat good teams enough. Doesn't mean I don't like him. But Cowboy fans, you can't have it both ways. You can't argue you have all these great players and Dak's great and you're not winning games. You can't feast on rebuilding teams. And the second thing is, the Cowboys won more when they were less dependent. They won more when Dak did less, right? Like when Zeke, first 3 years, was in his prime, they won more. First year when Zeke broke into the league, 13-3. I mean, Dak wasn't throwing for 300 and 400 yards regularly. So when Dak did less, the Cowboys won more. The more they ask him to do, the less the Cowboys win. So Dallas's recent erosion is more about the decline of Zeke. In fact, let me ask you this. Prove me wrong. When's the last big, important Cowboy win that Dak led them? You can't think about it. Pittsburgh his rookie year. That was impressive. First thing I thought of, a Seattle playoff game. I went and looked it up. And it was actually Zeke who led them. Dak's passer rating that day, it was okay. It was like 83. It was fine. It was Dak. And I never quite know what to do with Dak. I don't think he's elite at his position. I do think he's productive. I tend to like the intangibles more than the tangibles. But all the other quarterbacks in this league that I love, your Lamars and your Russells and your Mahomes and your Josh Allens and your Aarons and your Bradys, I like the tangibles. Intangibles are good too, but I really like the tangibles. With Dak, I don't. I like the intangibles. And so as we watch this game tonight, there's a reason I have my doubts about Dallas this year. Because I do think Zeke is declining. It may stop this year, but they become more dependent on Dak. And over the last 2 to 3 years, the more dependent on Dak, the fewer wins. All right, this was a story that broke yesterday on our show, and it's not everything, but it's something. So NFL teams now, almost all of them, have named their captains. Now, it should be noted there's four teams in the NFL, Dallas, Baltimore, Chicago, Cleveland. They don't name captains. They do that weekly. Then there's the other 28 teams. So of those teams, 22 have named their captains, and 20 have named quarterbacks. New England didn't with rookie Mac Jones. And then the only other team that didn't name their quarterback a captain was Miami. In fact, Miami is the only team in the league that has reported so far that has captains that didn't name their quarterback. Now, think about that. I'm not talking rookie. So take Mac Jones out. He's a rookie. Tua's not a rookie. Tua is the only quarterback in the league this morning who is not a rookie of the teams that have captains. It's the only team that didn't name their quarterback captain. By the way, Teddy Bridgewater was in a quarterback battle until 2 weeks ago. He's captain. Jared Goff in Detroit's a captain. And none of you like Jared Goff. Ryan Fitzpatrick's a captain for the second year in a row. Jalen Hurts. Remember they weren't going to, is he a starter? Captain. So, and you say to yourself, Colin, you're making a big deal. It's no big deal. But it is a big deal. Here's Robert Saleh, the coach of the Jets. Here is his reaction. He was asked about this yesterday. He was surprised. He didn't know who the captains would be, right? The players vote on it. And Zach Wilson, the rookie quarterback, I mean, most of the Jets' good players are on defense. The rookie quarterback was named captain. The rookie. Never played an NFL snap. And here was Robert Saleh's reaction.
When I did see it, I was like, oh, look at that. You know, so it's, I think it's a more of a testament to him and the way he's been able to conduct himself here. And like I said, I mean, you go to the cafeteria and he's hanging out with his old lineman. He's got a infectious personality. So credit to him and the way he's handled himself so far.
Oh, look at that. That was Robert Saleh's reaction. That was kind of cool. Look at that. Tua. No. By the way, Vic Fangio, Denver coach. Listen to the words described. It says a lot. Because Drew Locke and Bridgewater were battling to be starters until a week ago. Teddy just got it. So he didn't even take all the snaps at his position. And he was named a captain. Listen to the words Vic Fangio uses.
I just think, Teddy's that, you know, obviously the quarterback of the team. He has good leadership qualities, got good people skills. I think guys kind of gravitate towards him, and I think that's reflective in him getting elected.
I'm saying, Ryan Fitzpatrick got it last year in Miami. Tua didn't get it. Right now, only team that's not named a quarterback that played last year, captain, one team, Miami. And they were also in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes 2 weeks ago. Just saying. These are not opinions. This is not opinion, Colin. This is journalism. This is facts, Colin. So Brian Flores was definitive. Tua is our guy. Not according to his teammates. I say this all the time. Teammates know. Can't fool the players. You cannot fool the players. You may be able to fool them for a week or two in the NFL. Raw, raw, we're going to win all our games and bite their kneecaps. About week three, all the players know. Can't fool the players. Players didn't vote for Tua. It's something. Not everything. It's something.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And so let's start with a Big Ben bite. New offensive line, new offensive coordinator, rookie running back. A lot of moving new parts here. Here's Ben on the season.
Once again, like anything, there's going to be growing pains. And we're all going to experience them. Even someone in their 18th season is going to experience growing pains. The key is, do we learn from those growing pains? How often do those pains come?
Now, if there were only 16 games in the NFL, which there were except this year in my life, you know, it's 14 when I was a kid, 16 now, I'd call the Steelers an 8-8 team. I think the division's better, the AFC's better. I think they're an 8-8 football team. But since I have to pick a side, I picked 8-9, probably a little risky because Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. But it is interesting to note that when you take legendary quarterbacks and go to their last year with the team we identify them with, like Drew Brees, we identify him as a Saint, although it wasn't his first team. If you go to their last year, and I think this could be Ben's last year, it generally doesn't end well. Jim Kelly, last year in Buffalo, 14 TDs, 19 picks. Tom Brady, New England. We identify him as a Patriot, right? His last year, he had a passer rating of 88 for the GOAT. Drew Brees last year, got hurt, no playoff win. Phillip Rivers last year, 23 TDs, 20 picks, 5-11. Cam Newton's last year in Carolina, hurt. Peyton's last year in Indy, hurt. Eli's last year in the Giants, benched. It usually doesn't end well, and the end is near. And this is what I always tell my kids. Waste time in college, because when you get out of college, you never know if the best job of your life is going to be offered. Be buttoned up and ready to go. College is different. You got 4 years in college. You take, let's say, 16 credits a semester. You got four or five classes. Monday, you got two classes. Tuesday, you got three. Wednesday, one. Thursday, three. You can schedule your, my daughter did her entire career, Friday off. You got three-day weekends in college. Then she gets a month off in December. She gets 2 months off in the summer. Travel. Have fun. You don't need a 4-point in college. Your high school grades are bigger than your college grades, actually. I've never had anybody ask for my grades in my entire career. It's the high school grades that get you into the college. And so I always said, waste some time in college. Go to some parties. Summer, travel. Backpack to Amsterdam. Whatever you can afford. But when you get out of college, be ready to go. Amazon. One of your college roommates ends up being really smart and having a business. Be ready to go. Don't waste time. And I feel like the Steelers have wasted so many years. I'll give you an example. There were and I know Ben's now in the best shape of his life, but there were opportunities in the AFC. There was the Peyton Manning's getting old in Indianapolis years. Yeah, Tom Brady won Super Bowls during those years. There was the Colts have Andrew Luck, but they're really poorly run years. Yeah, Tom Brady beat Luck and won Super Bowl those years. Cleveland, Cincinnati are layups if you play them. They're terrible. Yeah, Tom Brady was winning in New England when they were winning Super Bowls in those years. There's the Andy Reid's in the AFC, but he doesn't have a star quarterback yet. Tom Brady has been in Super Bowl in those years. There were so many years in the AFC. The Peyton's getting old. Okay, Luck's there. He's great, but the organization's bad. Andy's now in our conference, but he doesn't have a star quarterback. Cleveland, Cincinnati in your division are awful. Totally chaotic. Those are all over now. Like, Cleveland's got a coach and a better roster. And Andy does have a star quarterback. And now you start looking around and the Chargers have a quarterback and Buffalo's got a quarterback and Carson Wentz is now in the conference. All those years just wasted by Pittsburgh. Forget it now. Three teams in your division have better rosters, arguably. Two for sure. Now, I'll give you over Cincinnati, my bad. Two teams in your division that have better rosters, Baltimore and Cleveland. The years of you winning that division and winning championships, they're over. And you wasted a lot. And I've said this a little bit about Green Bay. Although Green Bay is getting to conference championship, so I don't feel as strongly about it, but Green Bay wasted some really good years. There was the Russell Wilson's playing behind the worst O-line in the NFC years. They didn't get any Super Bowls there. There was the McVay and Shanahan don't quite have their star quarterback years. There was the Drew Brees is getting old, Eli's getting benched, and the Tom Brady's not in your conference years. They weren't winning Super Bowls in those years. So I feel with Pittsburgh and Green Bay, you have these openings, legends aging, good teams poorly run. Andy Reid doesn't have a star quarterback. And I feel like Pittsburgh just kind of frittered away all those years. I mean, just think about this. There was about a 10-year, 12-year time for Ben, 4-0 against the Browns Bengals. You could just write it down in your pocket schedule. You wouldn't even get an argument from people in Cleveland or Cincinnati. Those days are over. Cleveland's better. Baltimore's better. And Cincinnati's got an offense. They can beat you in a shootout. Their roster's not better yet, but they can beat you in a shootout. You better be ready when you go to Cincinnati.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
So Tom Brady's first start of his career was week three against the Colts in 2001.
Yes.
His 100th start was against Tony Romo. His 200th start was against Peyton Manning. So Peyton played a while. His 300th start is tonight against Dak Prescott. And I mentioned this. It is. You had said something during the break.
We have not seen a year in this century that Tom Brady has not been in the NFL.
It's crazy. And three players were drafted, had great careers, multiple-time Pro Bowlers, retired for the minimum 5 years you need to be elected into the Hall of Fame, and then were elected into the Hall of Fame. And that's Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed, and Calvin Johnson. So they were drafted, great careers, sat out 5 years, elected Hall of Fame, and Tom is still rolling. In fact, I was just thinking about this, Joy. Just to give you a sense, let's go back to Tom's first game in the NFL. Here's what has changed in all of football since Brady's been around. Number one, the Houston Texans did not exist. There was no such thing as the Houston Texans when Tom got his first start. The Colts were actually in Tom's division. They were in the Patriots division. Thursday night football, there was no such thing. And that's been going on a long time. The catch rule. We've gone from what we thought was a catch to what felt like a decade of that's not a catch back to we screwed up, everything's a catch. The catch rules changed multiple times. Three teams have moved. San Diego, Oakland, St. Louis. Three teams have moved. Think about this. Nick Saban was only in his second year at LSU. He's been at Alabama seemingly forever. He was just starting to form his legend. Nick Saban was not, he was just a really talented coach. There was no championships, no national title. Second year at LSU. Brady's current offensive coordinator, Byron Leftwich, who played for a decade in the NFL, was still a college quarterback at Marshall. So he played, he retired, he coached. He's now Brady's OC. He was still in college. Sean McVay of the Rams did not have a driver's license. The college quarterback, the talented kid for Ohio State, C.J. Stroud, who kind of opened the college football season last Thursday, a week ago. He was not born yet. And Chip Kelly was, forget Oregon, he was still a coordinator in New Hampshire. So he wasn't even at Oregon yet as a coordinator, which he was for years, before they gave him the head coach and he dominated the conference for 7 years. I mean, just think about how long Sean McVay didn't have a driver's license. He almost feels like he's not a veteran NFL coach, but he's no longer a newbie. He did not have a driver's license.
Yeah, we don't call him the young guy anymore.
We don't call it. Sean McVay is no longer a young guy. Sean McVay now is an established elite coach.
Like, he is a young guy, literally, but yeah.
He's an established NFL coach, did not have a driver's license. I mean, it's insane.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Report this morning that Baker Mayfield and the Browns are fine taking it slow on a contract. So for young quarterbacks like Baker Mayfield, there are basically three camps you fall in. The number one camp is, and it usually is determined by the end of your second year, the franchise sees you as a 15-year star with no holes. Productivity, maturity, accuracy. End of the second year, everybody in the organization's like Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, I think Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert was a 4-2 biology major, was so smart he was a tutor to the other biology students. Herbert, by the end of this year, they will be working on a deal. Those are the no-brainers. They got everything. The big, they're smart, the mature. They're just, you don't have to argue with it. The second class is, this is not working. And that is usually determined similarly at the end of the second year. Something's getting away. There's a hole or a flaw that's getting in the way of productivity and wins. E.J. Manuel, Mitch Trubisky, Paxton Lynch, Dwayne Haskins. It can be maturity, Dwayne Haskins. It can be accuracy. It can be a lack of athleticism. You don't have any feel in the pocket. Both of those, you're a stud and it ain't working. End of your second year. The hardest group, and Baker's in this, and I think Dak was in this. You're good enough to win. You're not a perfect quarterback. There are flaws here, and you're not going to ever solve them. This is Garoppolo, Dak, and Baker Mayfield. We can win with you, especially when we're not paying you a ton. And this often takes year three or four. You know they're not a bust, and you know they're not Patrick Mahomes. Okay, if we pay him this much, we can't re-sign the right tackle or have good tight ends. And I think that's where Baker is that they're just kind of waiting. I think Cleveland's leaning 80-85% on we're going to re-sign him. But Baker's not not real big, not as athletic as he thinks. You have to manage Baker. You can let Russell Wilson do whatever he wants. He makes great decisions. Baker, you're going to throw about 32 times. We're going to manage you. We're not going to let you ad lib. That's when Baker gets in trouble. He's just not as good as he thinks. Russell Wilson is better than he thinks. A little more humble. Some guys you can let it loose. Other guys you got to manage. And that's Baker, and that's never going to change. But I also think it's very difficult. I think Cleveland's in a little bit of a difficult spot because I don't think he's as dynamic as Lamar Jackson in his own division. And I don't think he's as talented as Joe Burrow in his own division. I don't, either to scouts. But it's very hard because the standard in Cleveland is low, and there's some delusion here. Remember when I did the top 10 quarterback list and I didn't have Baker in it? Cleveland fans, to a person, were outraged. Most were shocked he wasn't a tier one quarterback. They just had Mike Sando does his, 50 NFL execs. They had him in tier three. Like, people don't consider Baker a tier one or a two quarterback, but I do think he'll have a good year. But what happens is, like, if you drive a Mercedes, and this is Denver with Elway, San Francisco with Montana, New England with Brady. When you drive a Mercedes for years, a Honda Accord, a fine car, is a step down because you're comparing it. If you take the bus to work for 20 years, a Honda Accord is your Mercedes. You know what I mean? The 97 Nissan, and let's be honest, for 25 years, Cleveland at quarterback's been driving a Pinto. Sometimes they took a bike to work. A lot of times they were on the bus, public transportation. And so their standard is low. So Baker won a playoff game. He won a playoff game. So to a lot of those fans, if Cleveland would have had 18 years of, not even Mahomes or Josh Allen, 18 years of good, Philip Rivers, like good, Eli Manning, a little better than good. He's a Hall of Famer. Phillip's probably not. But Philip Rivers, 50, you could look at Baker and say, he doesn't do that as well. He doesn't do that as well. What is their standard? They don't have a standard. Baker is their new standard. So I think it's very difficult for Cleveland to move off Baker. And I don't think they will. And I think he's going to have a nice year. And I think he's smaller than you'd like, not as athletic as he thinks, and he has to be managed. But I do think he's going to have a very good year. But that's the three camps. No doubt about it, ain't going to work, and it can win, but how much do we have to surround him with once we pay him? And I think Garoppolo falls into that. I think Dallas waited on Dak. I think Baker falls into that. Some would argue Lamar Jackson. I don't agree with this. Lamar Jackson falls into that. I don't agree. I think when you're great at something, you don't have to be great at everything. I think Lamar is so dynamic as a playmaker. He doesn't have to be a great thrower, and he's still a quarterback. Maybe A minus, but he does one thing so well, I'm not terribly worried that he's not the best pure passer in his own division. Forget the league.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
This is my simple rule about all sports: baseball, football, basketball, soccer. if you enter a season with more answers than questions, more knowns than unknowns, you're generally a playoff team. I mean, the Dodgers enter this season, not a lot of unknowns, bullpen concerns. Bullpen, unknown. But a lot of knowns. A lot of guys that can rake, they got power. You got Kershaw, Walker Buehler. There's a lot of knowns with the Dodgers. Nobody's perfect. Back end of the staff, you know, fifth starter, bullpen. And same with this year with New England or Kansas City. I don't love Kansas City's situational defense. They were last in the league in red zone defense. But the coach, the GM, the quarterback, the rebuilt O-line, the speed, the pass rush, knowns and answers are playoff teams. Unknowns and questions usually aren't. So Aaron Rodgers, talking about Green Bay, positioned his team as a question and unknown team. Here he is.
There is a lot of unknowns. I've talked about it various times throughout camp. We're just focusing on accountability and holding each other accountable. Because regardless of what happens with any of our situations, this group will not be together the way it is now in years down the line.
I totally disagree. I think Green Bay is a playoff team. I think they're going to win their division again. I think they are overwhelmingly 90% of Green Bay is knowns. They have an elite corner, an elite receiver, an elite back. Matt LaFleur can clearly coach. They have the best roster in division. There's no real chaos on defense. They get a decent pass rush, have very nice corners. The unknowns are only provided by Aaron. It's a beautiful mystery. That's Aaron's comments. That's not Matt LaFleur's. 50-50, going to retire. So I think Aaron provides all the unknowns. I do not look at Green Bay as a team of questions and unknowns. 90% of this, I do worry that David Bakhtiari gets back soon as he can and he's healthy. But we all kind of know he's going to come back. The question is, will he be as effective as a pass blocker? Because he's the best in the football. He's the best pass blocking left tackle in football. The only unknowns Green Bay has is Aaron. It's a playoff team.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Jimmy Johnson, a couple of Super Bowls, national titles, Hall of Fame coach. I've said I've never learned more about football than listening to Jimmy Johnson. Fox NFL Sunday, noon Eastern on Fox again this year. He's joining us live from the Keys. So, you know, it's weird. The preseason's weird, Jimmy. Belichick was one of the few coaches who played a bunch of starters in the preseason. And so a lot of times, Mac Jones, by his second series, is going up against second, third, and fourth string guys, and Belichick's playing starters. So my takeaway is, the kid looks good to me, but I can't tell. Some of those guys he faced were backups on backups. What do you make of Mac Jones? What you saw, what you know you'll get, what you're unsure of so far?
Yeah, I like him. I think, you know, the key with Jones is, you know, he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Even though he's a rookie, he went through preseason without a lot of mistakes. And, you know, Belichick played his, you know, starters, but for the simple reason he's got a lot of new players.
Yeah.
And so he needed to put his team together. Plus, he's old school. A lot of the old school coaches, you know, they played their starters
right.
In preseason. Some of the new coaches, you know, they said, hey, we'll find out about them in that first ball game. I don't agree with that, but that's how they're approaching it.
So you've Bruce Arians and Tom, all right, they're Super Bowl champs. They come back. Go to your Dallas teams. When you knew you just won the Super Bowl, you're probably bringing back the best roster. You're bringing back Troy. You may have the best quarterback. What do you work on from that point? Is it just sandpapering, refining? I mean, did you, the year after your Super Bowls, did you feel like, oh, we got a hole here? Or is it just kind of refining it?
Yeah, and you always got a few new players, and so, you know, you got to work those new players in. But, you know, we played our starters in every ball game, even into the last ball game. You know, we would give them a series or so. And in fact, I wouldn't even let our guys take off their shoulder pads the second half. One time, you know, we had Emmitt Smith. He took off his pads, and a running back went down. So Emmitt runs into the ball game without his shoulder, you know, any kind of straps on his arms and everything else. He skinned up his arm, and really it bothered him for 2 weeks after that. So, you know, our guys were fully dressed the entire ball game, the entire preseason. And that's the way I looked at it.
What do you worry about with Tampa this year? Anything you worry about?
Oh, you know, you always worry about complacency. You know, Colin, I think, you know, obviously coaching's important, you know, throughout the year. But I think coaching might be as important in this first ball game. You got to ask yourself, how physical of practices has the team gone through? Are those receivers and backs, are they going to be able to take a hit and still hold on to the football? You know, if they haven't taken a hit all preseason, you know, what's going to happen when they get hit in that first ball game? The other thing is, how well has the coach prepared the team for the unexpected? You know, different kind of formations, different kind of, you know, motion and looks, different kind of blitzes. And so the coaching in this first ball game, I think it's paramount. You know, I don't know that teams really play to form in the first ball game. They get closer to form as they go through the season.
Yeah. So Joy and I talked about this yesterday. Virtually every single team in the NFL without a rookie quarterback named their quarterback captain. So any quarterback that started last year, any games that's coming back as a starter is captain, except Tua in Miami. And, you know, 3 weeks ago we hear they're looking at Deshaun Watson. And it's not a big deal maybe, but it feels like something, Jimmy, doesn't it?
Well, there's two things here, because I heard you talking about it yesterday. Yeah, you know, I know a lot of the players think maybe the coaches kind of rigged the voting a little bit to make sure certain guys are captain. I don't think that, you know, that shouldn't ever happen. I don't think it happened, because if the players found out for sure that happened, it'd be a mutiny on your hands. Yeah, and so it's really the players voting. But, you know, maybe Tua's not one of the fellas. You know, maybe he doesn't go out and have beers with the fellas. I don't necessarily think him not being a captain means he's not a good player. It just means that he's not one of the fellas and that he didn't get the votes. Now, there was a few of those quarterbacks that were named captain. If I'd have had a vote, I would not have voted him captain. You know, but, hey, you know, I'd say, what in the world are they voting him captain before? I'm going to bench him after the first week, you know, so who knows?
I guess that Aikman was your captain. He was one of the captains?
I went different captains every single week. And then at the end of the season, after we got through playing, I had them vote for captains for the year. I didn't want somebody to be captain, then he goes down with an injury after the first week. Or somebody to be a captain and he ends up being a third teamer, you know, or I end up cutting him. You know, so I didn't make captains every week. I didn't have the same ones every week.
So I was talking about this earlier. In with Baker Mayfield, it doesn't have a contract yet. And generally speaking, you know, there's the guys that like Mahomes or Josh Allen. I think Justin Herbert's this. You're going to know pretty quick. Big, strong, productive, mature, boom. Then there's the guys you need to watch them for a year or two. You know, Trubisky, Paxton Lynch. You're like, hey, it's not working. We can't win big. And then you get into the difficult ones where I think there's a little bit of this with Dak, Garoppolo, Baker, where I know I can win with them, but if I pay them, you know, how much can they carry? I can't, right? And I kind of feel
you can't get rid of them if you pay them.
That's right. So that I kind of feel like Baker's going to get re-signed, but I do think he needs to be managed. Where do you land on Baker?
My advice would be the same thing I said about Dak about 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah, you know, quarterbacks are hard to find. You know, even if you've got one that's just pretty good, he doesn't have to be great. If he's pretty good and you got a really good football team, you can win with him.
Yeah.
Then you pay him. Because if you wait a year or two, it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, you know, it's such a different time. Last time I had you on, we talked about this, that you did ask Troy Aikman's opinion on stuff. You wanted Troy's opinion.
Yeah.
And I we've said this before. Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, you can ask him things. I mean, I get it. Aaron's a very public quarterback. He goes on radio shows. He's outspoken. Right. And Jimmy, generally in your career, most great coaches would like to keep most of that crap in-house. You don't want that stuff going out, the newspaper guys and radio guys. Would you be a little uncomfortable, Aaron every week, kind of throwing us private stuff publicly? Would you ever at some point go sit him down and go, Aaron, we don't need this stuff out there. Just keep this stuff in-house.
Yeah, I think, you know, you can have that conversation with him. I don't know that Aaron's going to listen to you, you know, but yeah, I think you need to have that conversation. And as far as, you know, his advice, I would talk to Aaron for sure, you know, before I made moves. I mean, you know, like I talked to Troy before we hired Norv Turner. In fact, Troy met Norv before I finalized his contract. And so I think the key here as the head coach, now, if Troy would not have liked Norv, I might have sat in his office for an hour or two and talked and talked and talked until Troy finally said, yeah, I like Norv. You know, and then you work it to where he makes the decision that you want him to make.
Okay.
And so, you know, but I would listen to Aaron as far as his input. He knows a lot more than what some rookie scout or maybe a coach that's been there a year or two knows. He knows more about that football team than they do.
You know, Jimmy, when you have a 17th game now in the NFL season, and it's only one game, but that's a lot of wear and tear. And I do look at some veteran teams, and I think to myself, like if you're the Rams' Andrew Whitworth, I'm thinking to myself, how many padded practices? How do I want to give him a double bye week, a bye after the bye? I mean, where do you land on a 17th week? What do you do with it?
Colin, you're soft. Yeah, you're soft. I remember when I went to Dallas, you know, nobody had the offseason. You know, Washington and Kansas City probably the only ones that had the offseason program. You know, we started working them, you know, lifting weights 4 days a week and having actual workouts 3 days a week, year around. Frank Luxa with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram said, these guys are going to get worn out, you know, by the end of the season. There's no way in the world that these guys can hold up. Well, you know, I said, hey, they're young guys. You know, they're going to be fine. You know, and so, you know, now the league has changed. Now everybody works year-round. But then with the collective bargaining agreement a couple of years ago, they only work out in pads about once a week. And, you know, they don't hit. And it would be difficult for me because we hit 3 days a week. And so, I don't worry about that 17th game. They're young guys. They can handle it. They're in great shape. They're not going to get worn down.
By the way, now
I will say this: your older players, like Whitworth, I would set him out for a lot of the work. I would protect the older players, but those young guys can handle it.
So Kansas City's redoing their offensive line. I think they have four or five new guys, and Andy Reid knows what he's doing. But that is an interesting unit, Jimmy, because you could make an argument it has to be your most cohesive unit. How long, you know, Pittsburgh's doing the same thing. They're kind of transitioning with their offensive line. Green Bay a little bit too. How long did you feel comfortable, if you had new pieces protecting your quarterback and engineering your running game, how long does it take to mesh with a new O-line?
It probably depends on how smart the offensive linemen are and how good an offensive line coach you had. I had Tony Wise as one of the great offensive line coaches ever. And he had that bunch working as a unit, you know, pretty quick. And we had some changes. We brought in Eric Williams, and we promoted him to first team, even though he was a third-round pick. We put him on first team after the second preseason game and moved Kevin Gogan, who was our starting right tackle. We moved him to offensive guard after that second preseason game. So if you've got an outstanding offensive line coach and you got pretty smart individuals playing offensive line, it's not going to take long for them to work as a unit.
All right, finally, Dak Prescott, what do you expect this year? He's 340 days, hasn't taken a hit, a couple of surgeries. Where do you land this year? What do you think we get?
I think if medically he's okay, and that's a big if he's okay medically, I think he'll play well. He's got a great supporting cast. I think the key to their football team, though, is Elliott. If Ezekiel Elliott has a great year, he'll protect that defense. And then on top of protecting the defense, he'll allow Dak to get the big plays to those receivers rather than the dinking and the dunking. And so Ezekiel Elliott is a key as far as them having success as a team.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy, appreciate you stopping by. Football season starts tonight on Fox. It's great seeing you.
All right, Colin. And Joy, I look forward to having you as a neighbor.
Thanks, Jimmy. We'll go fishing.
Well, he's got two boats, so he can use one of his boats.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.